What happened was, he's the Liachrov, but by mistake he went in back. Or else Liachrov, he had in mind to spritz it in the back. He's the Lefonov, he's Azos of Sula. That's possible, it's no good. Because you have to do it, the Rashi says, Divinin Kavon Letairo, Kedav Sivi, he's the Hatorah Letomei, Shem is Kavonloi. You have to have Kavon to spritz it in front towards him. What about Lefonov? Vihizer Astodim, you had Kavona to spritz it in front, and by mistake it went on the sides, so Shebefonov has also Shera. So you see clearly, if it goes on the sides, it's still called kosher. So Rashi says, Al Astodim Shebefonov, on the sides in front of him. Rashi says, Tadodim Shiesh Mimenu Alahalon, sides that are in front of you, Veloit Stodim Shiesh Mimenu Ulyocher, but not the sides of you in the back. In other words, as long as it's called in front of you, even though it's a little bit sidewards, that's still called Lefonov. So here also, by Birchas Kanim also, even though you're on the side of the Kain, as long as it's considered you're in front of him, that's also a nice way right. That's also okay for Birchas Kanim. Omar Rava Barafuna. Kivan Shaniftach Sefer Torah, as soon as they open up the Sefer Torah to start to lane it, and some learns the means, as soon as they open it up, and some learns it means when they start to make the bracha, they start to lane it, is also a tapper. Then the lachar is, you're not allowed to talk. While they're laning the Torah, you're not allowed to talk. So, Pasha Lashon HaGemara is, Kivan Cheniftach, even before they started to lane. As long as they open up the Sefer Torah, from then on, it's also to start talking. To talk. Afilu b'dvar halacha, even if you want to say, oh, b'dvar halacha, still it's also to talk then. Shenem, the pasuk says, when they opened up the Azara, Omdu means here they kept quiet. V'yein Amid El Shtika. Amid is standing, means standing quiet, means Shtika. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'hachalti Kloyidaberu, Ki Omdu Layanu, Oit. That if he was standing and he kept quiet, see also, as soon as they open up the Sefer Torah, it's also to talk. Reb Zera, Omar Reb Chizda. Mehoch, he has it from another Pasuk. Thus it says, V'oznei kolom el sefer ha-Torah, that the ears of everybody is supposed to be to the sefer Torah. In other words, you're not supposed to be talking, you're supposed to be listening to the sefer Torah. V'yomer of Yeshua ben Levi, kol kohen shelo notal yodov lo yistes kapov. A kohen that did not wash his hands right before he went to duchin, should not duchin. Shinema, the pasuk says, Sui dechem kodesh uvoch res Hashem. Mash Mesui Dechem Kodesh means first wash your hands, and then Uborchu Ras Hashem. Then you have a right to go Duchin to say Birchas Kohanim. Shalu Talmidav Es Reb Lezer Ben Shemua. The Talmidav Es Reb Lezer Ben Shemua, the Maharach the Yomim. What would you say, what chus do you have that you had such a long life? Omar Lehen, so he answered back, Mi Yomai Lo Yosisi Beis HaKnesses Kepandriyo. My whole lifetime I never made a shortcut through the Beis HaKnesses. If I had to go one side to the other side, I never made a shortcut through a Beit Knesses. V'loy posati al roshei am kodesh. I never walked over the heads of the Talmidim. So Rashi says, what it means to say is, sho yoshrim al Talmidim v'beis ha-medrash agar bikarka. The Talmidim used to sit on the floor in the Beit ha-medrash. V'amahalach b'neim, if somebody would walk in between them, when they were sitting down, it's seated like, you have to like spread out your feet then, and it's called that like walking over them. So therefore, what you should do is either come before them, or else sit on the side, but not walk through where the people are sitting. So he never walked through the part where people were sitting. And thirdly, v'loi nosasi kapi v'loi brecha. I never said Birchas Kanim, he was a kayin, without v'loi brecha. Without making a brecha first, like we'll soon see. Mar says, Maimavarach, what's the brecha he's supposed to say? Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Chizda, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushasoy Shalaroin V'Tzivanu Levorach Esama Yisrael B'Yahava. That's the bracha a kohen is supposed to make before he says Birchas Kohanim. Kiyokar Karye Mai. Mercer, now when he moved his feet, what's going to be? So Rashi says V'Yavoida L'Mesach. We had before. When you start to say Ritzay, like you're supposed to be on your way up already towards the place where you're going to duchin. V'umach, the point of Rashi says, Kal fei teva mayoma. That is, when the kohen is about before he starts to duchin, what should he say before he starts to say the duchin? is Omer supposed to say Yirotzer and Yishitay Yirotzer Lefonecho Hashem Elokeinu Shetay Brocha Zu Shetivisoni Shetivisonu Levorach Esamcha Yisrael. Like it should be the will of Hashem that the bracha that you commanded us to say to Klal Yisrael, lo yehei bo michshol v'yoven, there's nothing bad should come out of it and no oven should come out of it. That's the yiratzen that the Kohanim say before they start the duchen. V'chi mahadar ape mitziburoi, but after when they finish duchening, when they go away from the tzibur, they turn their heads away from the tzibur, nay, what should they say after duchening? Is Omar adavre rav chizda rav ukfa. That Mayam, what should he say then? Is Adabra Rav Chizda Rav Ukva, they were talking together like, the Dorosh, and it said like this, this is what the Kohen should say. Ribbono shel Olam, Osinu ma shegazartu aleinu, we did what you commanded us to do. Asei imonu, you should do with us, ma shetaftanu.